secretariat to include information on its expanding body of work and progress made where relevant. Secondly, noting the completion of the ECE Road Safety Action Plan in 2020, following the end of the first decade of action for road safety, ITC requested the Secretariat to develop a revised ECE Road Safety Action Plan for the Decade of Action for Road Safety 2021 to 2030 for consideration and possible adoption by the committee at its 85th session. Thirdly, ITC requested the Secretariat, in close cooperation with the Bureau, to prepare for the next committee session an overview of current activities in the field of information and computerization technologies and intelligent transport systems carried out by working parties of ITC and link it where appropriate with the 70th ECE Central theme in 2023, which will be on digital and green transformations for sustainable development in the UN ECE region. On the second and third items requested by ITC, the Secretariat advised that work was underway to prepare the relevant documents, but that they were not ready at the time of this session for SC1's review and input. SC1 requested the Chair, with the support of the Secretariat, to take into account SC1 activities and discussions to date and to reflect these as appropriate in the documents that are being prepared for ITC. Finally, the Secretariat provided information on ITC's new e-learning platform, LearnITC, which is freely available to all working party delegates and the interested public. Currently, it offers courses on core legal instruments administered by ITC working parties. There are no interventions, it seems. WP number two, WP one. The Secretary of the Global Forum for Road Traffic Safety provided information on WP1 work to date. The report of WP1 may be found, and then there's a link to where it may be found. WP5. The Secretary of the Working Party on Transport Trends and Economics, WP5, updated SC1 on WP5's efforts aimed at operationalization of the Euro-Asian Transport Links / Corridor-Based Action and the International Transport Infrastructure Observatory. Information on the efforts of the WP5-led informal multidisciplinary advisory group on transport responses to COVID-19 and the Sustainable Inland Transport Connectivity Indicators (SITSIN) for road, rail, inland waterways, and intermodal transport was also shared. SC1 appreciated the presentation and invited the Secretary of WP5 to provide an update at its next session, given the synergy with SC1's work. So we continue to read on, no interventions. 4. Car sharing and carpooling. The Secretariat updated SC1 on the progress of its car sharing and carpooling project focused on Central Asian countries, including lessons learned, limitations, and possible solutions. SC1 invited the Secretariat to provide an update at its next session, which anticipates coverage of a final workshop on the project. So then now we move on to agenda item 9, the election of officers. SC1 elected its officers for the period October 2023 to September 2025. Mr. Roman Simonenko, Ukraine, was re-elected as chair, and Ms. Ania Navakova, Latvia, and Mr. Krzysztof Lewczyk from Poland were re-elected as vice chairs. Agenda item 10, other business. Task 5.1 of the implementation of the ITC strategy until 2030, ECE/Trans/2022/3, refers to relevant working parties administering legal instruments under their purview. And, as part of this work, assessing and or reviewing legal instruments. SC1 requested the Secretariat to prepare a presentation on the legal instruments under SC1's purview for discussion at its next session. SC1 was invited to participate in a workshop on cross-border insurance for motor vehicles jointly organized by ECA, ECE, ECLAC, ESCAP, and ESQUAR on 19 October 2022, timetable per informal document number 3. Presentations were given by the insurance card organizations responsible for administering the green, blue, orange, brown, and yellow cards. The conclusions and recommendations from this workshop are contained in Annex 3. Agenda Item 11, Date of Next Session. The Working Party was informed that its next session has been scheduled for 17 to 19 October 2023. The deadline for the submission of formal documents is 31st July 2023. Agenda Item 12, Adoption of the Report. The Working Party adopted the report of this session, and before we close this document, we are not going to read out the various annexes, but to show you that's where the statements from Belarus and the Russian Federation appear. And then because it's a PDF statement, we cannot include it. This is a Word document, but it will be inserted. And then Annex 3, which was this workshop on the cross-border insurance of motor vehicles, and we read out the conclusions and recommendations yesterday. So this is it in terms of your report from this session. Any intervention?